It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 17 July 2020. Yes, please, let's put everything on the internet. It's safe. TechCrunch, 15 July, quote, a number of high-profile Twitter accounts were simultaneously hacked on Wednesday by attackers who used the accounts, some with millions of followers, to spread a cryptocurrency scam. Twitter acknowledged the situation at 2:45 Pacific Wednesday, referring to it as a security incident. It's not immediately known how the hacks took place. Security researchers, however, found the attackers had fully taken over the victim's account and also changed the email address associated with the account to make it harder for the real user to regain access. Unquote. The USA Today version, 15 July, quote, high-profile tech and money tycoons, as well as a presidential candidate and former president, were hacked Wednesday on Twitter in what appears to be one of the largest digital security scams to have hit the internet. Bogus messages appeared on the Twitter accounts for Tesla's Elon Musk, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, Amazon CEO and founder Jeff Bezos, Berkshire Hathaway CEO and President Warren Buffett, former President Obama, presumptive Democratic candidate Joe Biden, and the company accounts for Apple and Uber. Quote, I'm feeling generous because of COVID-19, said Musk's account. I'll double any BTC payment sent to my BTC address for the next hour. Good luck and stay safe out there. These began appearing around 4:30, first from the accounts belonging to Musk and Gates, later from accounts belonging to Jeff Bezos and Mike Bloomberg. In total, the accounts went out to nearly 100 million followers. Some users apparently fell for it, thinking Musk, Gates, and others would double their contribution and send it back. More than 230 transactions were recorded in Bitcoin's public ledger as of 5 p.m. In total, people had sent more than $100,000. Politico London Playbook, 16 July, quote, you can say that again. Tough day for us at Twitter, said Jack Dorsey. We all feel terrible this happened. We're diagnosing and we'll share everything we can when we have a more complete understanding of exactly what happened. Yikes! The breach looked incredibly serious and begs an immediate question. What else could hackers do if the accounts of such prominent people could be hijacked in this way? Expect to hear a whole lot more about this as the day progresses. Unquote.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.